independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Bunch of stuff we're going to get to here. Right off the bat, I want to talk to you. It's sort of a tragic story. Well, I guess it's a tragic story. I don't want to be too mean. But it's kind of a doofus story. Let's put it that way. The kid's name is Jacob Ohl. O-H-L. He's 17 years old. He lost both of his legs below the knee when he was run over by a train back in March. 4 months after he was released from the intensive care unit, Ohl is suing CSX, that's the train company, and the operators that were allegedly running the train that hit him. How do you not hear a train? How do you not hear a choo-choo train coming barreling down on you? And how do you walk on train tracks? Now, I'm not going to say that I've never walked on train tracks. I haven't really had a huge amount of opportunity, maybe when I was a kid. But I like to think that I would have heard the damn train. I mean, they're huge. This kid didn't hear the train. He filed suit last week. It happened in Georgia. The lawsuit claims CSX, again, they're the operators of the train, and operators Derek Tyrone Marshall and Clifton Edward Martin were negligent and that CSX was liable for his injuries. He was walking on train tracks. I'm not baffled that some 17-year-old would walk on train tracks. But, I mean, train tracks serve literally one purpose. Trains. Trains are big, generally speaking. So if a train hits you, you have, you know, a problem. How is it somebody else's fault? Hey, kid's 17. I feel bad for him. He's got no legs. But how is it somebody else's fault when you walk on train tracks and you get hit by a train? And you don't hear them. You know? I mean, the life is full of risks. This is one of those situations where a bad thing happened, so it absolutely, positively, 100% has to be somebody else's fault. And the only way to make this all better is to throw a big pile of cash in. It's not going to bring your legs back. Those are gone. Can't regrow legs, although that would be cool. But either way, Ohl was walking. Now, they want, he's already racked up, $200,000 in medical bills. Just as an aside, you wouldn't think that would be that much. You cut up the legs, you sew up the wound, right? Is that $200,000 worth of work? Seems more complicated to do other things. But what do I didn't go to medical school? I'm a radio talk show host. Ohl was walking along the train tracks with earbuds in on March 2nd when he sensed, this is according to the lawsuit, he sensed but didn't hear a train approaching behind him. This is what his mother wrote on a GoFundMe page after the accident. I sense there's a train coming. I can't hear it because I've got earbuds. Those must be some damn good earbuds. They're like those Jay-Z ones, something like that. Because I wear earbuds, I can still hear my wife talking. She's not that shrill. I can still hear things going on in my house. This guy couldn't hear a train, and he sensed the train. According to his mother, by the way, he sensed the train coming. Didn't bother to just turn around. Didn't bother to look. I'd have looked. I like my legs. They're sexy. Ohl's lawsuit claims the CSX train did not have a properly functioning front-facing camera, preventing the train's engineer and conductor from seeing Ohl in time to avoid hitting him. Well, now that's a problem, but maybe you shouldn't have been walking on the train track. How about that? Maybe even at 17, we should start teaching people to take a little responsibility for themselves. I don't want to get hit by a train. You know how I avoid that? I don't walk on train tracks. It's a rule. I have it on a T-shirt. CSX, again, this is the company that operates the train, also did not put up fencing or other warning devices to keep pedestrians a safe distance from the tracks. How about the train tracks themselves? How about you don't walk on the damn train tracks? How about Mumsy and Papa tell you, don't play by the train tracks? Again, train tracks serve one single purpose. It's not like kittens are going to come strolling down the, you know, the train tracks and, oh my God, Fluffy's going to hit me. Whatever will I do? No. Big trains come on train tracks. Now, Ole was at least 1,000 feet from the train when the conductors first saw him, but they did not ring the train's bell, blow the train horn, or apply the emergency brake before hitting Ole. It took a half a mile for the train to come to a complete stop after hitting Ole, is what the police said at the time of the accident. Now, the suit is asking for compensation for Ole's injuries, as well as damages he may suffer in the future. We do that? We'll pay you for things you might lose in the future? How you do that? Hey, calculate that. I know sometimes they'll allow money for loss of consortium, they call it. It's usually for a spouse. Loss of consortium generally means that I won't be able to, what's the technical term here, get busy with my spouse because of the accident, and then you'll have loss of consortium. I don't know about future things. Now, CSX, that's the company, declined to comment on the suit and would not say whether the conductors are still employed, the engineers are still employed by the company. But this kid's, I mean, this is what it comes down to me. You're walking on train tracks. Not only are you walking on train tracks, again, the sole purpose of train tracks is for trains to travel on them. So you're walking on train tracks, and while you're walking on the train tracks, you're wearing earbuds. And not only, again, walking on train tracks wearing earbuds, you're blasting whatever music you're playing so loud that you can't hear a train barreling down on you. I used to work at an amusement park. I think I mentioned this last night. I worked at an amusement park. One of the jobs I did there over the years was I sold popcorn. And sometimes I would have to work at the popcorn cart, they called it, that was near this giant train that ran through the amusement park. And anytime the train was close by, I had to cover my ears because it was so damn loud. And even then, I could still hear the train. This kid's wearing earbuds and blasting music while walking on train tracks. Why didn't he just lay down? End it. Why didn't he just lay down on the train tracks and try to go to sleep? He was doing nothing to prevent this from happening. But anyway, mom and dad, the kid, I'm sure this is mom and dad. Again, this is one of these horrible things. Something bad happened because you are, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, an idiot. You're walking on train tracks while wearing earbuds so loud that you can't hear an enormous train barreling down on you. They think they deserve money. Just another example of something bad happened to me. In this particular case, in my mind anyway, sounds to me like this was the kid's fault. You know, blame the kids. He suffered enough. He lost his legs. But it sounds to me like this was the kid's fault. He had a 17-year-old walking on train tracks, blasting music in his earbuds so loud that he can't hear a train. He bears the responsibility there. Again, if he's made it to age 17 and doesn't realize that trains have a nasty habit of traveling on train tracks, sometimes at high speed, there's no hope for this kid anyway. I don't know how he made it to 17. He didn't go for a walk on the freeway. What are all these cars doing here on the freeway? You know, come on. You know, at some point, people have to take responsibility for what they've done. So I want to know from you. I want to know if you think this kid deserves any money. Or maybe, just maybe, it's his fault for walking on train tracks while blasting music into his ears so loud that he couldn't hear a train. Now, I've never been standing on train tracks. I will admit to this. I've never been standing on train tracks while a train was barreling down on me. I guess I haven't lived. But it would seem to me that I would feel the train coming. And according to his own mother, he sensed. His spider senses were tingling. And he could sense the train coming. But even though he sensed the train, he didn't turn around and look. I'll be damned. There was a train. Boom. Anyway, the kid's alive, but he doesn't deserve any money. I want to know if you think this is the kid's fault and if he should get any money for this at all. Sometimes bad things happen, and sometimes it's our own fault. This is a prime example of how we've gotten to a point in our society where whenever something bad happens, we have to immediately start filing lawsuits against people and hope that we get a big pile of cash because somebody somewhere has to pay for this. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now, 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We are talking about an unfortunate situation. 17-year-old boy Jacob Ohl was in Georgia walking on train tracks, blasting his earbuds in his ears so loud that he couldn't hear the train. He got hit, lost his legs, and now the family is suing to get a great big pile of cash, even though, you know, in my mind, it's this kid's fault. You're walking on train tracks. You're blasting your earbuds to the point where you don't hear the train. Pretty much says it all right there. I don't know how you don't feel the train. I don't know how you couldn't feel the train going by, but I wasn't there, so I don't know. But either way, you don't walk on train tracks, and if you're going to walk on train tracks, you don't blast your earbuds. Because if you do, you're going to lose your legs. That's the lesson that Jacob learned. But it's an unfortunate lesson, but that doesn't mean that he deserves a big pile of cash because something bad happened to him. It means he's got to pull his bootstraps up and get on with his life the best that he can. Let's go to Terry in Arizona. Hey, Terry. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
He deserves no money. I mean, first of all, he's trespassing.
Are you trespassing if you're watching on train tracks? You're walking on train tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The railroad owns those tracks. They own the right of way.
So theoretically, then, couldn't the now I'm not a student of law, but couldn't the couldn't the operating company, the train company, couldn't they sue him?
Technically, they could. I'm not an attorney, but
I don't want on TV. That's an interesting thing. If you want to start throwing lawsuits around, Terry, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate that. That's an interesting thing if they wanted to start doing that. You know what they're hoping for when they do stuff like this? Because you see this all the time. This is not new, okay? We see these things all the time. It's like somebody, walks into a wall and then sues the mall or wherever because they put a wall there or something like that. Or there wasn't proper, signage or railing or anything like that. They're suing because a 17-year-old kid lost his legs and they're hoping for sympathy. They're going to wheel the kid out there, talk about how he was very active and loved to play sports and now he's this, which is fine. It's just different. But still, let's go to Don in Arizona. Hey, Don, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
How you doing, Casey?
Doing great.
Yeah, this kid and their family shouldn't receive a dime. The first guy was right. He's trespassing. In fact, the parents, even if you look at the parents, where were they?
Well, this is a 17-year-old kid. I mean, things are different now, but when I was 8, 9 years old, I was wandering off from my parents. I used to ride my bike miles away to try to get lost just to see if I could find my way home. So I'm not going to, this kid's 17. I'm not going to sit there and go, why aren't the parents hovering over the 17-year-old? The 17-year-old should be out wandering around by himself. But if you're going to walk around on train tracks blasting your earbuds, then you know this is the kind of thing that happens, unfortunately.
Yep, and he's going to get money. He's probably going to be able to file for disability, and the taxpayers are going to own this one anyway. But as far as the rail company, yeah, he shouldn't get anything extra.
All right, Don, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Thanks a lot. I don't know about he'll probably get some form of disability, but if all you did was lose your legs, I mean, people can get, look at that Oscar Petraeus. Yeah, he ran in the Olympics, made a ton of money, and then murders his girlfriend. So you can do a lot. My point is you can do a lot. You can run in the Olympics, and you can kill people. Let's go to Brad in Vegas. Hey, Brad, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I don't think he should get a dime. In fact, his parents should be sued for raising such an idiot, and also Child Protective Services should be called in to help out the other kids so they don't do a stupid thing like run around on the freeway.
If they have other kids, I would certainly look into that. If they have other kids, if you're not raising somebody to be intelligent enough to not walk on train tracks while your earbuds are blasting, then I don't mind that. But I don't know if that's an actual actionable crime to raise a stupid kid. I don't know. I don't know if you can actually punish somebody for that.
What was in his blood?
Okay. All right, Brad. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Luke. Hey, Luke, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Bartholomew?
Hey.
Look, stupid should hurt, and it seems like this time it did. I was worried you can't cure stupid. You can only sedate it. So, there doesn't make any. I'm missing, the common sense test here.
Well, the common sense is not walking on a train track with your earbuds blasting. There's your common sense right there.
That's the thing we're not going to do as people who have a half a brain.
Yeah.
And I'm also not going to try to sue somebody for something stupid that I did.
Exactly. All right, Luke, I got to run, man. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I like that. Stupid should hurt. Everybody should learn that. My name's Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. It's happening in Washington State. And I wanted to point this out because it's really getting ridiculous. What they want to keep us from doing in our cars. Now, I can understand the texting while driving aspect of it. And that's really what the genesis of this all was. In Washington State, they're going to start cracking down on texting, which they're doing all over the country. Texting in the car. It's got a new law. Went into effect this past Sunday. It's the new driving under the influence of electronics law. So it's a DUI, essentially, if you're texting. It puts stricter restrictions on the use of handheld devices in cars, even when stopped at a red light or in standstill traffic. Drivers can be ticketed for simply holding their phones. This gets deeper. Okay, I'm going someplace with this. The law allows phone usage strictly in emergency situations. I'll tell that to a teenage girl. My God, she was going to wear that dress. It was an emergency, officer. Seriously. Only in emergency situations, or with apps that are voice-activated, controlled through dashboards, or mounted for map navigation that requires minimal use of fingers. Offenders will be slapped with a $136 fine for the first offense, $234 for additional offenses within 5 years. Police will report offenses to insurance companies, and they'll also appear on driving records, which means on top of the fine, you're also going to have to deal with increased insurance. Now, I get that, all right? I understand if you're texting, your phone involves you staring at it. I get it. If you're texting and the like. Now, I don't think that anybody should be dinged with any kind of crime if they're talking on their phone. If they're holding their phone to their ear, I don't think that should be a big thing. Let's not forget, when cell phones first came out, what were they called? Car phones. You drilled the thing into the center console of your car. And an SOB was in there, man. And then you had to have a little antenna popped up on the back of your car, which was a little code to car thieves or any, you know, criminals, that there was a car phone in the car, because you couldn't just stick it in your back pocket back then. The thing was too big. No pockets were big enough. You had to leave it in there. Usually we would come up with this fantastic idea to thwart all criminal activity. We would put it under the seat because no one would look there. But that's what they were. But if you're just talking, if you're texting, I get it. But if you're just holding your phone to your ear, I don't see a problem with that. So, but my point being that I can wrap my mind around the idea of it being you being fined for using your cell phone. Okay, I can get that. Again, if you're just talking, I don't think, but the texting and the other stuff that everybody does, searching, you know, for things, all the quote-unquote convenient apps that help you find your way around. But there are things we've been doing in our cars since the advent of cars. All right? Things we've been doing since we had cars. And now, what they call this is revenue enhancement, all right? What they're trying to do is it's a euphemism to try to make you think that they're not being mean to you. They're trying to get more money out of you, but they're trying to be mean to you. What they're trying to do now, and I know Washington's not the first place to do this, but they're the latest place to do this. In Washington State, if you are caught eating in your car or drinking in your car, you could get what's known as a secondary offense and get a $100 fine for eating in your car. That's a $99 fine. Sorry, didn't mean to exaggerate. But it's a $99 fine for eating in your car. Since we've had cars, you've been able to eat in your car. If I wasn't able to eat in my car while I was in college, I was working two full-time jobs, another job on top of that, and going to school. If I hadn't been able to eat, a lot of the times I did all this stuff on the same day. If I hadn't been able to eat in my car, I starved to death and died. Why? They would have to in order to ban eating in your car or drinking in your car, they're going to have to outlaw drive-thrus at Starbucks, McDonald's, any of those places. The temptation would be too great. By the way, you know, going into our last topic, too, that means that if I get a ticket for eating in my car, I should be able to then sue McDonald's or Starbucks because they created the opportunity for me to eat in my car by having a drive-thru. So now on, we're only going to be able to walk in, get our food, and sit there and eat. You take any food outside and get in your car, you could get nailed for this. But isn't that ridiculous? Aren't they pushing it a little too far by going after eating in your car? To me, there's the line, okay? To me, that's the line right there. They're always trying to find ways, and they always use the police for this, which is why a lot of people hate police. But they're always using the police for this in order to try to enhance their revenue and try to get more money into the city coffers. So now, since there was the first car, I guarantee you, the year that the first car was built, somebody was out driving around holding a sandwich and eating while they were driving. I promise you that happened. Or holding a cup of coffee or a bottle of something and eating or drinking while they were driving. And now they're going after you if you are caught eating or caught drinking. They're going to have to outlaw cup holders in cars. If this is going to go. If they're serious about this, they're going to have to outlaw cup holders. And what this means is that you will no longer be able to get a cup of coffee, put it in your cup holder, and drive to work to save yourself a little bit of time. You're going to have to leave 20 minutes early so you can go to Starbucks. Starbucks won't have a drive-thru anymore because the temptation will be too great. Liability concerns will stop that, of course. and you're going to have to take the time to sit down in the restaurant or, you know, get a Keurig and figure out how to make the good coffee with the Keurig. It's pretty good. But I'm not a coffee drinker. But still, you're going to have to sit there and drink your cup of coffee and wake up 20 minutes early so you can do that, and then you can drive. That's what we're going for here. I want to know if you think it is ridiculous for them to ban eating and drinking in cars, because that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're going for. That's the next thing. If you were wondering, they've all gone after cell phones, texting on while driving, holding your cell phone while driving. They even came up with a name for it, the driving under the influence of electronics. So they've got that, and there's not a whole lot we can say about that, because in all honesty, kind of makes sense. It's an inconvenience, but it kind of makes sense, because you're actually looking down at your phone. And that talk texting, by the way, doesn't work, because you always have to, once you talk it, then you have to go down and read it and make sure it's right. And then if it's not right, you have to back up and fix it, and you create more of more damage or more potential danger than you do if you just type it in with your thumb. Than if you do the talk texting. So it actually makes sense that if they go after the electronics. I get that. But now I can't pick up a cup of coffee or a soda in my cup holder that came with my car and take a drink. I'm not capable of doing that. I can't reach my hand over into the bag in the passenger seat, grab a chicken McNugget and toss it in my mouth. Literally, if I'm driving by and a police officer sees me chewing, I can get a $100 fine. No joke. And if you think that's ridiculous, remember something here, okay? Remember that it's 2017. Remember that the city of Detroit just went bankrupt. Now, Detroit's a cesspool of God. No, I used to live in Michigan, so I know. But other, you know, smaller municipalities all over the country are running out of money and are shuffling money around all over the place. They got potholes all over the place. They got problems all over the place. They need the extra money. Yesterday, we talked about cigarette taxes as well. So the possibility exists, and if they can find another way to squeeze more money out of you, I'll be damned if they aren't going to do it. And so now, if you are seen chewing, would you be calling that, because this is the cell phone ones are driving under the influence of electronics. Would it be a food DUI? And would they then have to have experts come into court if, God forbid, you tried to fight this? And said, Your Honor, when you're taking a drink of coffee, you actually have to hold your head back. We will literally get statistics. I'm not joking. Because this is the way this is going to play out. You're going to get statistical analysis as to how long it takes you to take a drink of hot coffee, because that would be slower than a tepid coffee or iced tea or something like that. How long it takes you to take a drink of hot coffee, move your head back, that would be slower, and in the act of moving your head back, not only have you taken one of your hands off the wheel, you've also raised your head back and are not looking directly at the road. And therein lies your justification. And you're going to end up paying $100. Because you decided to drive under the influence of coffee, drive under the influence of food, chewing while driving. However you want to look at it, that's what they're going to do, and they're going to go after you for it. And it's going to be a $99 fine, and then you're going to have to sit back and decide. And that's why they make things $99. It's partially psychological. But there's going to be a $99 fine. It's going to be a secondary offense, which means they won't be able to pull you over specifically for that. That'll just be tacked on to it. And they won't tell the insurance company about that for a secondary offense. So what's going to happen is you're going to get the $99 fine for chewing while driving or drinking a cup of coffee or while driving or orange juice or whatever you have in the morning, tea, whatever the case may be. And you're going to have to decide, is it worth it to give up a day of work, pay for parking, pay for gas to drive all the way out to the courthouse, sit in court for God knows how long, get in front of a judge, and argue the merits of chewing a bite of a hamburger while you're driving? And if you lose, you not only lost the $99, you lost the gas, you lost the parking, you lost the time, and you lost the pay. And I guarantee you, most people will just write a check for $99 because now it is going to be illegal to eat in your car while driving, something we've been doing since they invented cars. I want to know if you think that's okay. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD is the number here. We'll take your calls coming up. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We are talking about this horrible law in order to try to get more money out of you. It's happening in Washington State. They are cracking down. They're doing what all states are, but they're taking it a little bit further. They're cracking down on texting while driving, like everybody does. That's fine. I could wrap my mind around that one because you actually have to physically look down at your phone and then type it. So much easier when phones had keyboards, by the way. Those little tiny keyboards because you could feel the numbers and everything like that. Now you got to look. Well, I guess you don't have to look. You could wait until you're somewhere, but nobody does that. Everybody risks the ticket. But now they're taking a little bit further. Now you could actually get a ticket for eating while driving or drinking while driving. Now, not drinking alcohol because that's already illegal, in case you were wondering. I'm talking about drinking a bottle of water in your car. If a police officer sees that, that's a $100 fine. It's a $99 fine. It's psychological, so it's not $100. But that's a $99 fine in the state of Washington. And it's a secondary offense, which means it won't go on your insurance. It won't be any points. So you're just going to pay it and be on your little, merry little way. And one of the reasons they do stuff like that, by the way, is because they'll give those out all over the place. What you'll see is an increase. If somebody is chewing while driving and speeding and just barely speeding, or if they're a pretty girl, because we all know how cops are, they will give you, they'll say, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the eating while driving ticket, and I'm going to throw out the, mass murder ticket that I could have given you because I don't want to mess up your insurance. And it's, again, it's all psychological. A, it's $99, not $100. And B, it makes it look like the cop's being a nice guy by giving you this nothing ticket that doesn't go on your record. But it's eating while driving. Is there anybody who has not eaten while driving? Is there anybody out there who has not put food in their mouth behind the steering wheel? Because unless you got your license yesterday and you tell me you've never eaten while driving or taken a drink of anything while driving, I will look in your face, your vile, disgusting, lying face, and call you a liar. Because everybody eats while driving. That's why they're making it illegal. It's not a problem, certainly not the problem that texting while driving or talking on your phone while driving is. And the reason you know that is because it's always happened. It's always gone on. Since decades before there were cell phones, we were all eating while driving. But this, to me, goes too far. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to know if you think they're pushing it here. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD is the number. Because when they do stuff like this, when you see these laws, know that what they're doing is they're trying to raise money. That's all this is about. And that's why they make it the secondary offense. So, and like that with secondary offense, that's not the reason they pull you over. But if they want to pull you over for it, they'll pull you over for it. And you just say, it looked like you were going a little fast. What? No, I had this cruise control set. I was going the speed limit. Oh, really? What you got in the bag there? French fries? Oh. You know, we have a law in these parts about not eating while you're driving. And then they go after you for eating while driving. And that's when you get the ticket. And it makes the cop look like a nice guy. Or psychologically, you think they're a nice guy. But still, they're going to have to, like I said before, they're going to have to take cup holders out of cars. Yeah, no reason to have a cup holder in your car. Can't drink. Well, I guess it would be for passengers. So I guess they could justify that. And then they would have to take out the drive-thrus and restaurants like we talked about earlier. Any number of things they could do just in order to keep the temptation from being there for you. Just in order to keep you from even thinking or even having the urge or the temptation to buy some food while you were driving around in your vehicle. They're basically getting to the point. Radio's next, unfortunately. You know, anytime they see you looking down or punching one of your buttons or turning the tuner or turning your radio up or down, putting a CD in the CD thing, anything like that, all that stuff is going to be gone after in due time. Little by little, they're going to go after this stuff. And it all starts with eating while driving. And once we grow accepting of that, and, you know, people get older and they start telling their children about the evils of putting a French fry in their mouth while they're driving down the road, then they'll go after punching radio buttons. Pretty soon, cars are going to be not going to be these big things. They're just going to be little pods that we're shoved into, and there's nothing our eyes can do. No other where to look. No other place to put your hands. It's all going to be right there. It's going to be disgusting. All right, we got more coming up. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.